Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Hey, what's that over there?
Oh, this is a book.
Oh, we don't usually have book stories.
No, we don't. We usually just tell stories, don't we? That way you have to make your own pictures.
So what's this book?
Oh, well, some people might remember this book. We actually shared this story on the original Bat Cave. Do you remember when we did the Bat-a-thon?
Oh, yeah. I love the Bat-a-thon. That's when I got my cape.
Yeah, that's right. That's when you became a bat lamb. So this is a book by my friend Melinda and illustrated. So this one actually has pictures for you, but we're not going to read it.
Aww.
No, we're not going to tell it.
Bat kiwi. Wow. Bat lambs, bat kiwis. Maybe you can have bat chickens.
Maybe.
Bat cows?
Possibly.
Bat cats.
No, I think we draw the line there. We're not going to have bat cats.
Oh, bat cat. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow. Oh, bat monkey, says Marlo.
Bat monkey.
Oh, you're very good at that. So we told this story also the other night at Whakanefa. It's nice to tell stories about our manu. And this one has an unusual manu in it. Because although in English, bird strictly means feathered, cold-blooded animals, in Te Reo Māori, manu means a creature that flies.
Ah, does that mean I could be a manu?
You might be stretching it, bat lamb. Can you fly?
I'm practicing.
Okay, well, when you can fly, you can be a manu, all right? Until then, it's kind of bats and butterflies and peka peka.
Peka peka?
Remember? That's the word in Te Reo Māori for bat.
Oh, yeah, the peka peka.
Yeah, so this is a story about an unlikely friendship between a kiwi and a bat. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, is it scary?
No, this is not a scary story. It's an adventure story.
I love adventure stories!
Okay, all right. Well, you sit there and listen to it. And we're going to share the story of Bat Kiwi. And you can probably find it at your library, but we'll send you a message on our link about where you can find it if you want to buy one. And Melinda was just telling me, because I was talking to her, because I asked her, I said, Melinda, do you think we can tell the story on the Bat Cave? Because it's such a cool story. She said, yes. And, you know, I have just written another picture book, and it's called There's No More E Hoa. I think I've got that right. No More E Hoa. I think she likes playing with rhyme. We all know about a moa, don't we?
No moa is my friend.
Yeah, no moa is my friend. No moa e hoa. So you can look out for that one as well. All right. Oh, it's pretty hot in here, Pete.
Whew, yeah.
Oh, is it hot where you are?
Bit of a sauna.
Ah, it's so humid today. And they say more rain is going to come. We better tell this story before the rain sets in again. So this story starts not so long ago, but it starts in the Nahiri, in the forest, where the kiwi lived. Have any of you actually seen a kiwi? For real? Wow, that's pretty cool. I've only seen once, and it was a little glimpse of one on Uva Island, down off the coast of Stewart Island. It was a lot bigger than I expected, but there's a few different types of kiwi. So you'll know that this kiwi had a very long beak, and he had strong claws, for digging in the ground. and he had a beautiful cloak of feathery brown feathers. But this kiwi, he had a heart that was true. Because what this kiwi wanted to do more than anything else in the world was to help people. That kiwi wanted to be a hero. And so, late one night in the Nahiri, the cry was sounded like a tweet that moved from tree to tree.
Help! Emergency!
We need a hero, holding on for a hero to the morning light. And when Kiwi heard that, he started to run. The short little legs, they were fast, but not quite fast enough. And when he finally reached the place in the forest where the call for help came from, it was some hours later, and there was Mama Kōkako. Do you know about a kōkako? It's that beautiful green parrot that lives on the ground. Pretty rare and special, like a big teddy bear parrot. And she said, oh, thank goodness somebody has come. Oh, nasty stoat came and stole my egg, stole my pepe. And Kiwi said, right, tell me which way did that stoat go? Well, said Mama Kōkako, he went that way, but it was a long time ago. I don't think you're going to catch him. Look! And Mama Kōkako pointed to the east. And sure enough, the sun was starting to climb up over the hills. It had taken Kiwi such a long time to get there that it was morning. Oh, poor Kiwi. He was so disappointed he wasn't able to help. His little wing hooks weren't even big enough to give Mama Kōkako a hug. Aww. And so he slunk away. Poor Kiwi. It's tough, isn't it, when you want to be something and it doesn't work out the way you imagined? And the days and the weeks went by. And Kiwi had just about got over his disappointment about not being able to help Kōkako. When he heard,
help! Emergency!
We need a hero, holding on for a hero to the morning light. And when Kiwi heard that cry for help, he started to run with his little legs, and he was running across the forest floor as fast as he could. He was fast, but not quite fast enough. But at last he came to the place in the forest where the calls for help came from. And there was Mama Moko Moko, Mother Lizard. And she said,
oh, finally somebody's come. Oh, thank goodness somebody's come. I thought nobody was going to come and help me. Oh, Kiwi, Kiwi, look up there. My little Tama, he's climbed up in that tree and he can't get down. Can you climb up and get him for me?
Climb, said Kiwi. Me, up a tree. I'm a ground bird.
Oh, well, can't you do something?
Kiwi looked high up in the tree and he couldn't think of anything to do. And so he slunk away, and if he'd had a tail, it would have been between his legs. Oh, poor Kiwi. All he wanted to do was help. And time passed, and eventually his disappointment faded. When one night, just after the sun had set, and Kiwi had woken up and crept out of his burrow, the call came again.
Help! Emergency!
We need a hero, holding on for a hero to the morning light.
Oh, Kiwi, he started
my goodness, these stories have a lot of running in them.
They do.
Huddu Puddu was running, Kiwi was running. Love, I'm getting really hot with all this story running. Just as well I don't have to do any real running. And as he ran through the Nahiri with his very keen nose, do you know that the Kiwi has his nostrils right at the end of his very long beaks? He smelt smoke. And where there's smoke, there is fire. Something was on fire. Oh no. Kiwi, even though the smoke was getting in his eyes and it was making his eyes cry, he just kept running towards the smoke. And at last he came to a clearing of grass and he saw that the grass was on fire. And there was a weta in Oruru. And the weta was like, oh, fire, fire. And Oruru was like,
Who's going to get some water? Who's going to get some water? I'll have to go to the creek.
And Kiwi, he was so exhausted. He was like, the creek. Oh, the creek's a long way away. When all of a sudden, there was a great crashing in the forest behind them, and charging out of the forest came a Cooney Cooney pig.
Make way, make way, said the Cooney Cooney pig.
And the pig ran over to where the grass was on fire, and he started to stamp on the grass. And he stamped out the fire, and then he charged back into the forest again. And before Ruru, or Weta, or Kiwi could say anything to each other, he charged back. And he ran over to the smouldering grass, and he stood there, and he peed on the grass. And he said,
nobody wants to get roasted.
And then he charged off again.
Oh, hooray, hooray for Cooney Cooney, said Ruru.
Nobody better, said Weta.
Oh, and once again, Kiwi felt like he'd be no help to anyone. And he turned around, and this time he didn't head back to his burrow. He went and found a big old dead tree, and he wriggled inside, and he sat there, and a big kiwi tear rolled down his face. When all of a sudden he heard a voice.
Hey, even a hero needs help sometimes.
Kiwi looked around and he realized he wasn't by himself inside this big old dead tree. And then in the darkness he saw a bat hanging there upside down. Was that you?
Yeah, it's me, Pekka Pekka. You know, the two of us, we could be like a team.
A kiwi and a bat? A team? You mean like a dynamic duo? Kiwi thought about it. Could that work? Well, he didn't have to wait long to find out. A few nights later, and the moon had just climbed up in the sky, the call came again.
Help! Emergency!
And Kiwi, he started to run. When all of a sudden he stopped, because he heard a voice.
Hey, that's not necessary.
It was Pekka Pekka, and Bat swooped down and grabbed hold of Kiwi's wing claws and lifted Kiwi up into the air.
Wow!
So, Kiwi, I'm flying!
Yeah, we're flying. We're a dynamic duo.
And together the two of them flew across the Nahiri to where the calls for help came from. And they found that a kereru high up in a tree had got her wing caught in a little wedge in the branch. And Pekka Pekka lowered Kiwi down on the branch. And Kiwi was able to use his long beak and prise it into the crack in the tree and make enough room that kereru could pull her wing out.
Oh, you saved me! You saved me! Said the kereru. Oh, thank you, Bat Kiwi! You're my heroes!
And her words echoed around the forest.
Thank you, Bat Kiwi! You're my heroes! Heroes! Heroes!
And from that day forth, when the call went out in the Nahiri,
help! Emergency! We need a Bat Kiwi!
Woohoo! Oh, I really like that story of Bat Kiwi! Oh, another superhero animal!
Yeah, it is a cool story, isn't it? Oh, there it is. Bat Kiwi. And you can find that in your library or go to a good bookstore, like Dorothy Butler's is a good one with lots of children's books, and you probably find it there. Mm. And you can find it in English and in Te Reo Māori.
Wow, I really like it. Will you read it to me later and show me the pictures?
Yep, I could do that, Bat Lamb. Wow. Well, time flies when you're having stories, and our time has just about come to an end.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
It seems very hot, though. All right. Well, you take care.
Bye.
Batman, can you help me? I'm just trying to find the. I'm trying to find the mute button.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.